A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Aduluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samander UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. Yesterday, as we welcomed ourselves to the second half of year 2023, we looked at the importance of prayers, how prayers can affect our lives and destinies, how prayers can open our heavens, and how prayers open closed doors and open iron gates. I'd like us to continue our discussion this morning as we consider the word of God from 1 Chronicles chapter number 4, verses 9 and 10. The scripture says, "And Jabesh was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabesh, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabesh called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that he may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested." God granted Jabesh that which he requested. Prayers change situations. Jabesh had a situation in life, in his family. There was no significant impact that anybody made. The only history of the family was that they got married and they had children and died. They got married and had children and died. And Jabesh looked at the situation of his family. He desired a change. He desired a difference. And Jabesh called on God that God might make the difference in his life. And a difference was made because of the power of prayer, because of the power of supplication. Jabesh called on the God of Israel. And it was the calling on the God of Israel that changed the situation of Jabesh. His mother named him Sorrow because she bare him in sorrow. And that is the meaning of the name Jabesh. And so everywhere Jabesh went, he carried the name Sorrow all about. And each time anybody called Jabesh, they were reminding him of his situation. You are a sorrowful man. Just like people call you names because of the situation that you are going through. You are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, and people call you barren. That's that barren woman. That's that barren man. In fact, they call you impotent because of the situation that you are going through. The world, the society have put labels on you because of certain things in your life. They have put certain stigma on your destiny because of your situation. I am here this morning to let you know that God is the situation-changing God, and he doesn't just step into anybody's situation without invitation. Every visitation of God is at the instance of somebody's invitation. If you don't invite, he does not visit. I have often said that God is not a gate crasher. You've got to call him, and then he steps into your situation. Jabesh's situation was changed because he called on God, the Lord God of Israel. Jabesh prayed. He cried out to God. He wanted the situation no more. He told God, "I don't want this situation anymore. It is enough." And God stepped into the situation and brought about a change. Do you remember blind Bartimaeus in Mark chapter number 10 from verse 46 to verse 52? He cried out to Jesus, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." Bartimaeus had the situation of blindness. He was blind. He could not see. And he would have died a blind man. His situation wouldn't have changed if he had not supplicated, if he had not cried out to God. Jesus was passing from Jericho to Jerusalem. It would be his last trip. And that was the last moment, last opportunity, blind Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus did not know that it would be the last time Jesus would pass through that place where he usually sat to beg. Bartimaeus wanted a change of his situation. He wanted the negative stigma on his name, blind. He wanted it removed. And so he cried out to Jesus, and Jesus stood still. He got the attention of Jesus as he cried. Jesus turned and called him and changed his situation. Prayer changes situation. Let's go back to Jabesh. Jabesh called on the God of Israel that he might change his situation, and God changed his situation. I want to plead with you this year, this month, and this year, dear listener, that you take time to pray. Like I said yesterday, do not contract the prayers about your life, your destiny issues to a contractor. Don't contract it out. Don't hand it over to anybody. Nobody can pray for you like you. You are the best person that can pray for yourself. So please pray. My prayer is that the Lord will cause to be released upon you the spirit of grace and of supplication, so you can pray and change your situation, so you can pray and open closed doors and closed gates, so you can pray and command the heavens over your life and over your destiny to open. Jabez called on God. God heard him, God answered him, God changed his situation. I see your situation change even as you cry out to God in the name of Jesus. Look at the prayers of Jabez. Jabez said, "Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed." I am praying for you that this month the God of heaven will bless you indeed. It is the blessings of the Lord that makes a man rich and does not add any sorrow. God will bless you indeed. Jabez wanted the blessing. He wanted the pronouncement of the Almighty upon him, the empowerment of the Almighty upon him that makes him to prosper. The blessings is an empowerment to prosper. The blessing of God is a divine empowerment to prosper in life and to prosper in destiny. And I pray for my dear listener that this month and this second half of the year, the God of heaven will bless you. You will be divinely empowered to prosper in all that you do in the name of Jesus. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. And so Jabez cried out to God for blessings. He wanted a change of his situation. Jabez refused to carry over or carry on the limits or the struggles or the challenges or the barrenness or mediocrity of his father's house. It is your responsibility also to cry out to God in the place of prayer to change your situation, to refuse to carry over or carry on with the negatives of your father or your mother's house. Jabez refused. He insisted on the blessings of the Almighty. He asked God to bless him indeed. And God will bless you indeed, and he will make you a blessing. Remember, God making a promise to Abraham said in Genesis chapter 12 and verse number 2, "I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing." The Lord will bless you. The Lord will make your name great, and he will make you a blessing. Jabez did not stop at that. Jabez also asked that God will enlarge his coast. I pray for divine enlargement for you. Jabez practically refused to remain small. You must make up your mind to reject smallness, to refuse to remain small in life. I have often said this. It is not a sin to start small. Your beginning, the Bible says, may be small, but your latter end must greatly and shall greatly increase. So refused smallness. Jabez rejected smallness. He cried out to God, "God, enlarge my coast. Enlarge my coast." It is my prayer that there will be a divine enlargement, divine expansion of your coast, of all that you do in the precious name of Jesus. Look at the third prayer of Jabez. After enlargement, Jabez said that thy hand might be with me. That is serious and a very powerful request, that the hand of the Lord might be with me. The hand of God, that is the hand of victory. He cried that the hand of the Lord might be with him. I pray that the hand of the Lord will be with you always in the name of Jesus. Jabez also prayed that God will keep me from evil. God will keep you from evil, and that it will not grieve me. Another translation says that I may not cause grief. You will not cause grief in life, and it will not grieve you. And the very vital thing, the Bible ends that verse of scripture, and God granted him that which he requested. God will grant you everything you ask of him. Every request you make, God will grant it. Don't forget, the Bible says, "Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. For he that asketh receiveth. He that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh, the door shall be opened." Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. I see your situation change for the good this second half of the year in the precious name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers and say, "Father, Let my situation change for good and for glory in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Let my situation change for good and for glory in the name of Jesus. Let my situation change for good by the power of your Spirit. Let my situation change for glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Your prayer number two, I ask like you to talk to God and say, Father, let heavens remain permanently open upon my life and upon my destiny. This second half of the year, let me enjoy open heavens. Shall we pray in the name of Jesus? Our Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that this second half of the year, I will enjoy open heavens. Let me enjoy open heavens. This second half of the year, in the name of Jesus, let heavens over my business be opened. I command my heavens to open in the name of Jesus. I command the heavens over my destiny, over my family, over my business, over my ministry to open in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Your prayer number three, I'd like you to ask God to open closed doors. Let all closed doors open for me. Let closed gates open, my gate, my iron gate open in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, let every closed door in my life and destiny open in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let every closed gate open for me in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command my doors to open this second half of the year. Let doors of promotion open for me. Let doors of progress open. Let doors of great opportunities open. Let doors of advancement open. Let international doors open for me in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names, that the heavens over your life, over your destiny, over your family, your business and ministry will be opened this month and this second half of the year and always in the name of Jesus. You will operate under open heavens in the name of Jesus. Your things will happen with ease and God's name will be glorified. I pray that all doors in your life will open. Every closed door will open. Every iron gate will open on its own accord by the power of the living God. And I pray that that situation will experience a major change, a major turnaround in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I invite you to join for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral this morning, 8 a.m. Attend this service and the Lord will bless you. It is day two of the month and day two of our prayer and fasting. Join us again later tonight at 5:30 p.m. for our day two of prayer and fasting. The Lord will hear and answer your prayers in the name of Jesus. You may wish to join these meetings on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contact. For your comment, counseling needs, for your testimonies, you may wish to get in touch with me through this number 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious Sunday, and the Lord bless you.